Okay, so for today's halacha lechvod Purim, we're going to talk about the custom of dressing up in a costume. So amazingly enough, in this week's Torah portion in Rishon, in today's reading, we also talk about the idea of clothing, wearing special clothing that the Kohen Gadol got to wear, lechavod ulitifaret, for honor, for glory. So interestingly, Am Yisrael has a custom to dress up, but in a different type of way on Purim. So this custom of dressing up in a costume is not mentioned in the Gemara, but it's a minhag of Am Yisrael. And once something is universally accepted upon themselves by God-fearing Jews, it has a koach. It should not be taken lightly. And so the Ramah writes that thus is the custom of the Jewish people, and it's a very good custom. He doesn't go so far to say that you have to dress up. And there's another idea of dressing up in holy Shabbos clothing on Purim to show the holiness of the day. But if a person wants to dress up, it's considered a very wonderful thing to do. So then the question is, why? Why do we have this mitzvah this minhag to dress up? So there are many, many explanations that the rabbis give for this idea, but I'll share with you my favorite idea. My favorite idea is the following, that Purim, more than any other holiday, is all about, it's the great equalizer. It's the day when we all really feel one, right? And each mitzvah of this day is meant in a different way to get us to feeling that oneness, that achdus with Am Yisrael. So, for example, Matanot De'Avinim, we're giving money to the poor people. We're inviting them to our meal so that he feels like he's one with us. Mishloach Manot, we're giving gifts to each other so that we all feel one with each other. Machatzita Shekel, half a coin. It's not a full coin, but a half a coin because we're all part of each other. Maybe you could even say fasting. Fasting also, you know, equalizes us. And perhaps you could suggest the Suda too. When we're drinking a little bit, we lose these like, I'm higher than you, I'm better than you. We're all just kind of having fun together. So on the same level, you know, clothing sometimes can be used to divide people. Some people say, well, I dress in this way, and he dresses like that, and he's just a bum because he doesn't dress like this. And Purim is a day to truly find ourselves in love with every Jew, totally one with them. And so we try to erase the barriers of clothing by everyone dressing up silly. And when everyone's dressing up silly, everyone's really all equal. So perhaps that's one reason why we dress up on Purim. It's a very nice thing to do. There's one more tricky halachic issue, and that is that some people take this to an extreme and dress up like another gender. They dress up a man like a woman like a man. And this too is discussed in the poskim. So bepashtus, on the simple level, this is problematic. Very problematic. Why? Because the Torah forbids it. The Torah tells us you should not dress like another gender. So it seems to be a clear prohibition. And yet, many rabbis have noted that this is a custom even amongst some God-fearing Jews. So what's going on here? I mean, a lot's permitted in Purim, but not everything goes on Purim. So how could we allow such a thing? So the Mahari Mintz brings down this custom. And the Ramah writes that it's permitted for the following reason. Because the reasoning why you're not supposed to dress like a woman if you're a man is because that could be, it could be used as a sexual provocation. And in Purim, the context of Purim, everyone knows it's just silliness. It's not in any way being used in any sexual type of way. And therefore, it's part of the Simcha of Purim and it's permitted. However, many, many Acharonim, like the Tur, the Taz, and others, do not like this custom. They say it's going too far, and Dafka, maybe they don't say this is my words, but Dafka, in the craziness of Purim, we need to have some boundaries. And we need to have some gvulot so that things don't go too wild and crazy. And so I would personally recommend being stringent on this one. And I don't think it's so good to dress up like another woman. Though, if you do see someone, or a man, like a woman like a man, you see someone doing it, we can judge them favorably. But I would not recommend doing that. Instead, dress up as something holy, dress up in something that you've always been yearning to be, or dress up as something totally silly. But I wouldn't be dressing up anything that's inappropriate or, you know, overdoing it. At least that's my two cents. So there you go. That's our halacha of the day of dressing up on Purim. I'll just add one last idea. We know the whole idea of Purim, of Megillas Esther, it's for a person to realize that truthfully, God is always here. He's always mamish right next to us. He's hiding, but he's always there behind the scenes. And that's the whole message of Megillas Esther. So it's almost like this whole world is like the dressing up of God, but really deep inside, he's there. So perhaps it's another idea of what we could be thinking of when we're in that, when we're dressing up, how Hashem is dressing up and pretending like he's not here, but he's really here all the time. And finally, you could suggest, based on the Bnei Halacha, that, you know, we all are dressed up. All of us dress up all the time. But you know who our essence is? Our neshamas, our souls. Our souls are our true selves. And we're reminding ourselves that by dressing up, we're reminding ourselves that the truth is, the other 364 days of the year, I'm also dressed up. I'm dressed up in a mask if it's Corona times. But if it's not Corona times, I'm dressed up as a body. So a third idea to think about as we dress up in our holy Purim garb. So this year, if you're in Yerushalayim Thursday night, really the whole world actually Thursday night, when you dress up, have these three holy intentions of why we dress up, and you should have a simchadik, a joyful, and freilich and Purim in every single way. Bezrat Hashem.